Yo, what up? It's Don.
Hot Don, what up?
What's the word?
Heard you coming through the city tomorrow.
Hell yeah, we gonna make it through there. Rain, snow, whatever. We coming through.
I know it's your fault that it's snowing like this. Just want you to know.
Hell no. It can't be.
Yo, Cleveland, this is one of my favorite rappers. So let's have a Get Familiar session. Dom, where are you from originally?
I'm from L.A., man. I'm out of L.A. You know, Lamar Park, that's my little neighborhood. I came up out of rapping. West side of Los Angeles, South Central and all that. You know what I'm saying? And been at it since 2008, really. I dropped my first project 2008 and just been on a steady grind ever since.
You just dropped your last album, Get Home Safely, on iTunes. Crazy.
Yep.
Are you going to be performing that tomorrow?
Yeah. Definitely. That's what we on the road for. That was my first project that I had the honor to, you know, put out independently in stores. It's in Best Buy. If anybody want to go get it, Get Home Safely. It's on iTunes. You know, we did really well. Shout out to Best Buy and iTunes. And that's what we on tour promoting. But, you know, I got to do some of the old stuff. A lot of places that we never been to, that we going to, you know, we haven't been there or we haven't been in a while. Cleveland is definitely a spot that I told my team that we got to come through Cleveland and do it right. So I'm looking forward to that show. So I'm definitely bringing out some older songs for Cleveland, for sure, for sure. Some songs I probably never did in a lot of other cities, but I got to do them in Cleveland.
And please believe we did hit a shout out for the ladies in Cleveland.
It's ladies in Cleveland.
It's some ladies in Cleveland. Yeah, we see that and we appreciate that love.
Hell yeah.
So, working on this last project you just put out, what was the most important part for you?
The most important part was just the continual growth in the musicianship. You know, the growth as a man and translating that into my writing and my, you know, just my songwriting and everything. And then musically, you know, I want to step it up with my homies that produced with the Futuristics. They produced the majority of it. And my DJ Drew Bird, he got like 3 songs. Well, we really wanted to step it up, man. You know, we knew we was asking people to buy this album and stuff like that, and we was competing, and we knew that people was gonna judge us, you know, with everybody. We made a lot of magazines and websites top lit albums of 2013, you know, and I think that's a testament to just how serious that we took the project.
One thing that I really admire about you as an artist is when I listen to one of your projects or when I listen to your mixtape or even with this last album, you have like a enact ability to tell a story where, and it may not even be a full story, but it seems like you're painting a picture of where you're from, and it's easy for someone who's listening to just get right in that vibe wherever you are. What is it that you think that you have, or what is that gift that you have that creates that feeling for a listener?
Man, I think it's just attention to detail, you know what I'm saying? Since I was a kid, honestly, I've been a fan of rap music, so I can't really say me, but I studied a lot of great rap music and I was just a fan of it so much. And then I got a real good memory, you know what I'm saying? I will say that I got a photographic memory. So I like to depict things as close to how they happen and how they look. Just knowing that, you know, I'm talking. So if I'm telling the story, if I'm talking about something that's going on in LA and the kid in Ohio is listening, you know, I kinda wanna get him as close to what, you know, in his mind as I can, you know, and the only way to do that is through detail, you know? So I try to pay attention to detail, you know? That's where, I feel like that's where you could separate, like, you know, certain rappers and all artists, really. It's all in the detail, you know? It's not really how much you say or how much you don't say. It's just in the details.
You do an excellent job at that. I don't think it's been a song or a video that I've seen where I didn't feel like I was in LA or I'm catching the next flight to go to LA because they kicking it out there. Like, they're having such a great time. Like, it's very easy to be relatable with you.
Yeah, thank you.
I heard you just dropped a video this week.
Yeah. We got Jam of the Week this week. So if y'all got MTV Jams, make sure y'all on there checking that out. It's also up online, of course, on my YouTube page and stuff like that. But still calling, man. Still calling with my homeboy T-Fly, man. Shout out to T-Fly. He another up-and-coming artist out of L.A. on the R&B side. He not really traditional R&B, but, you know, he signed an epic or whatever, and he blessed me with that hook, man. That's my homeboy. You know, we was rocking that out in the studio last summer. it's one of my favorite songs. So I was like, I want to just go ahead and get that out the way. And just like you said, just show people, you know, what I'm talking about, what we talk about through videos.
Most definitely. If you have not seen the video yet, log on to ZFOCleveland.com and check it out. While you're there, make sure you're also following him on Twitter. Dom, what's your Twitter?
Dope, D-O-P-E-I-T-S, Dom. Dope is Dom on Twitter, and that's my website too. So if y'all need tickets for that show tomorrow at the House of Blues in Cleveland, y'all can log on.
DopeIt'sDom.com.
For sure.
Yo, we definitely appreciate you stopping through the Trap House tonight. Looking forward to kicking it with you tomorrow night.
Yeah. Tell Floss I said what up. Cleveland, what up. You know what I'm saying? And we going to come through tomorrow. I can't wait. For sure.